It's a Tuesday, and on a Tuesday, when we talk sport, we talk rugby union with Mr. Rugby Jonathan Weeks. How are we, mate?
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody.
Mates, what's doing with our local juniors at the moment?
Yeah, congratulations to your under-18s in Newcastle. They've helped themselves to the country champ up the champs and the title there in Armidale during the weekend. Some classy stuff with the side as well, clubbing the Central Coast side that's done it a little bit tough. In the other age groups, of course, in the under-15s, Far North Coast helped themselves, and Illawarra won the 14s. But it's an interesting thing looking forward, Bear. We've lost the Colts out of the Newcastle Hunter Wildfires.
Yeah.
But Brett and everybody's doing their best to sort of sort out for next year, and the foundation will be those 18s. So that's fantastic to see they've had some success. And we look forward to Newcastle this weekend for those other younger age groups as well. So Central North will be part of it. We'll tidy up all the rep players in the fullness of time, what they're going to get up to over the next couple of weeks. So fantastic to see it happening. Of course, Crindai had their carnival yesterday in Central North. And of course, the young Tackers have their fun there at Singleton Rugby Park there in Howe Street on Friday nights from around about 5 o'clock. So if you're 7 or 8, get down there, boy or girl. And of course, training's on Thursday afternoons there at Crindai Rugby Park. And also, of course, Friday nights there with SCART. And they've also got the Northwest Regional going on as well in the various age groups, 14, 16 and 18. So plenty of fantastic rugby going on.
With the local seniors over the weekend, tough times for our local clubs here. The Brumbies got touched up by the Blue Boars. We had the Heelers going down to the Waratahs. However, the Singleton Earth Moving Bulls, they had a draw in first grade, which is a reasonable start to the season.
Yeah, well, it's tough for Scone. They've been on the road on two big trips. Narrabri last week, Inverell the week before, but they do have a game at home. And, of course, their games in this round of the Central North competition, you can find out more through cnou.com.au. As the Wagga Rams taking on the undefeated Lorenz Gunnedah Red Devils, the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies are facing up against the McGregor Goulet Moree Weebother Bulls, so it's the biggest trip in country rugby, to be quite frank.
Yeah.
Also, we've got the Inverell Highlanders taking on the Santos Narrabri Blue Boars, and Tamworth Pirates, who were beaten by Gunnedah last Saturday, take on Baraba. Well, of course, in our local stuff here with Musselbrook are at home, finally, to the crew there from Cooks Hill. They would have got a bit of a shock when they got paddywhacked by the Waratahs, but the Waratahs are on the road to Bagolman at St Philip's Christian School there in Cessnock, and also the Cessnock Mongrels take on the Griffins, and that'll be a drain over in Cessnock. And finally there, of course, Mirror of the Carlton take on East in the divisional. All those games kick off around about 2:30, 3 o'clock, so get out there. And, of course, in the big fun that is the seniors, we've got the Hawks taking on Mirror of the Carlton. There's a women's game that's part of that afterwards at 4:30. We've also got Wanderers taking on Maitland, and that will be, of course, at number 2 sports ground with a ladies' game as part of that. But Madawi will be taking on Wanderers as part of that at 4:30. Lake Macquarie are at home to Southern Beaches, and, of course, Single and Earth Moving Bulls will be taking on the crew there from University. So it's a good opportunity to get a win for the season, get down there to Howe Street, be part of it.
We won't talk too much Shoot Shield because Southern Districts are still struggling horribly at the beginning of the season, but they'll get there by the end of the year, mate. But we do want to talk about Super Rugby. What a final up there at Suncorp Stadium.
Fantastic performance by the St George Bank Queensland Reds. Got the job done. Of course, the plus 500 ACT Brumbies will wonder why they got beaten again for the third time this year by the Reds. But I think what you've got here is a massive skill element in the game, and they're very good at it. And a bloke called the Tongan Thor, Tanali Tupu, really turned the game in favour of the Reds when they were struggling, and that was in the scrums. And it's just one of those fantastic things about the game with the contest, and he's been dominating that contest all year. But they got a bit of a wake-up call this week, of course, on Friday night. They're straight onto a plane there to Otago to take on the Otago Highlanders in the undercover version of the box there at Forsyth Bar, of course. That'll be on stand from 5 o'clock. The game at 7:30, which should be on 9 Gem, Channel 82, is the New South Waratahs taking on the crew there from the Wellington Hurricanes. That's at the SCG. You can find out more through waratahs.com.au. Then, of course, Saturday, what a monster game this is. The plus 580 City Brumbies are on the road to the Canterbury Crusaders. So what a way to sort of start your Saturday at 5 o'clock. And then the game at 7 o'clock or 7:30 on 9 Gem, which is Channel 82 once again. We've got the Melbourne Rebels up against the Auckland Blues. And finally, there at about 9:50 on stand, we've got the Western Force taking on the Waikato Chiefs.
Well, plenty to see in this coming weekend, and of course, plenty to talk about with Mr. Rugby next Tuesday here on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks, Weeksy.
Thank you.